Okay, so I asked AI the following question. As Gemini, why do some dinners last forever? It answered me, dinner gatherings last for hours because hosts intentionally curate them to be an experience rather than just a meal. They feature multiple courses, pauses between places to aid digestion, and deliberate seating arrangements that stimulate conversation. In our fast-paced modern world, these lingering feasts also offer a rare, dedicated space for deep connection. Now, what is the meal that lasts the longest? Shalashuddis. Shalashuddis sometimes goes on forever, especially if you're Hasidish. But even in the Litvish, even in the modern world, sometimes you have these Shalashuddis meals that just drag into Shabbos. Now, everyone knows the most famous halacha probably in Judaism, that Asur lechol, you're not allowed to eat. Shum davar, if you wish those yai, you're not allowed to drink after it gets dark, Matzei Shabbos, until you make Avdallah. But, the but that is heard around the world, Avol, im, hoyayoshev v'ochel, if you are already starting to sit and eat, mi ba'od yom, before darkness, v'choshkelo, and then it becomes dark, ein sarach lahafsik, the rabbi doesn't make a klop on the table when it gets to Shkia and say, Shalashuddis is now over, you must stop eating. Why? Because Vimai. Fine, that's one opinion. One sentence. Vimai Yeshom, that's a specific. Fine. However, Vimai Yoshe Vishose. But if you're not having Shalashuddis, you're just sitting and drinking. In other words, you got your coffee in front of you, and it's 5 minutes before Shkia, and you start drinking your coffee, v'choshkelo, and now Shkia comes, tzarech lahafsik. You can't drink your coffee after Shkia. You're with me? Not if you're eating beforehand, then you could eat and drink after Shkia, says Shulchan Aruch. If you were just drinking, when Shkia comes, you got to stop drinking. Are you with me so far? So far, so good. The million-dollar question is, which happens to many people, if you are a breadophobe. Now, what does that mean? For some reason, you don't like to have so much bread. Now, it's a mitzvah to have the idea bread, but sometimes, especially in the winter, when you ate your lunch finished at 3:45, and now Shkia is at 4:25, and now you walk, and you wash, you bench rather, and you take a walk around the block or whatever it is, and now it's 4:10, and you don't really want you daven mincha and you come back home, whatever it is, you have 5 minutes left to Shkia. You don't really want to wash, whether you should or shouldn't, a separate discussion. So what do? You just pull out a fruit platter, or you pull out regalach, depending on how nasty your wife is to you, or whatever it is, yeah? So you start eating. Now comes Shkia. Do you have to stop? You didn't wash. No? You just had, but you started eating. Or mizonos, or fruits, or you have a Shabbos party. You pull out the potato chips, yeah? I don't know, your wife's sleeping, so you take out the Jolly Ranchers and the potato chips and whatever other garbage my kids eat but for their Shabbos party, right? The sour sticks, and you start having your Shabbos. It's only shakal, or whatever, potato chips, maybe adama, but you started well before Shkia, 8 minutes before Shkia. You already were well into your potato chips, so don't tell me anything, okay? You started 25 minutes before Shkia, and you're eating a bowl, you have a whole bag of potato chips you want to polish off, and you're only halfway done, and now it gets to Shkia. Continue or not continue? No?
Continue.
Okay, so it depends on what?
If you're considering it a meal for yourself.
Yeah, and if your kavan is that's a meal.
Well, it's certainly my kavan is to have, I mean,
just a snack.
Well, what is kavana for a meal or a snack mean?
More, it would be more practical if you're having mizonos.
Well, that's my question. Does it make a difference, mizonos? Okay, let's vote. Let's start with an easier one, maybe. Easy. What about mizonos? So you're having ragoch. You pull out a whole box of ragoch, and you plan on eating 10 of them, okay? and you start eat four of them by the time Shkia comes, and you got six more left on your plate. You already touched them. You already licked them. So many kids, you know that move. You remember that move? You lick all of them, and then you can't. You have to tell your mother you have to eat them. Everyone knows that move. And so you have six more left. You got to eat. And so now the question is: are you allowed to continue after Shkia? Raise your hand if you say yes. Raise your hand if you say no. Okay. Now without giving an answer to that one, what about fruits and vegetables? You have a platter of grapes or whatever you got, and you got a watermelon, and you're going to polish off your whole watermelon.
Grapes make a difference.
Oh, well, grapes versus watermelon?
No, because the grapes
are making an okay, so fine. You want grapes? Who asks? I'll break it into two first. I'll break. Okay, interesting. So what about grapes? No, you think grapes are the same thing? What about watermelon? Not no ala mechi on watermelon. What about sour sticks or potato chips? Okay.
Well, then maybe a question if it's by itself, if you have an assortment of food.
It's a great point. It's a great point also. Is that like, are you eating it? But let's assume, though, you're definitely not having bread and you're not having mizonos. So whether you have an assortment of foods or not, this is the question.
But he said only drinking. He didn't say anything about
the level
of food.
Okay, so comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and asks about mizonos. We're going to go very organized. We're going to go in order. Let's pick mizonos first. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes like this. He says that Yesh l'stapik bedover. I'm not sure about mizonos. Why? To Efshar, maybe. Shirakim Yoshev Vishosu Shitzarch Lafsik. Maybe Shulchan Aruch, exactly like you said, Mr. Herman, was very precise. Only if you started drinking, and it was only drinking, do you have to stop when Shkia comes. Masha Enkein Bimine Mizonos, as opposed to Mine Mizonos. Achim Efshur Dekev and Shulnat Yadav. But on the other hand, you didn't wash. And if you didn't wash, maybe you didn't set it yourself a meal, because not washing means that it's not a meal. Says Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure. Is mizonos like bread, or is mizonos like a drink? Okay, it's not going to be very helpful if we don't have an answer. So comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, you cannot continue. Why? Because mizonos is not Ekvius. It is not a set meal, because if it was, then what would you do on your 10 rugalach?
Bench, wash.
Yeah. You can't have it both ways. Either you gotta view rugalach as a non-set meal, or view it as a set meal, but if it's a set meal, then you got to wash. So you can't have it both ways, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore we hold mizonos is not a kvius. It's not a set meal. And therefore mizonos, you would not be able to start your mizonos meal before Shkia and continue it afterwards as well. Now, the Ma'adonei Asher, which is a contemporary sefer, notes that he thinks the Rambam agrees to this stringency as well. Because the Rambam's language is that after, in quoting Mishulchan Aruch, I don't have the exact quote of the Rambam, but he says that you eat your meal, you're allowed to finish your meal, and then you bench, and then you make Havdalah, which sounds like the entire sugya, this entire discussion, is only talking about benching, which would mean that non-benching foods, such as 10 regalach, even since you wouldn't bench, it's a question whether you have to bench in 10 regalach. So let's make it, I don't know, you're having a 4 regalach or whatever it is. Something like that, that let's say it's clear you don't have to bench. But the point is that something like that, says the Ma'adonei Asher, the Rambam would agree, like with the Aruch HaShulchan, it is not. Now that's a humongous chumrah if you think about it, because it happens all the time. You come down to Shalosh Shodis, you don't really want to wash because you should wash, but you're not really.
If you want to be considered part of the
Mizonah, yeah. All you need is a shahakol to be part of the Mizonah. All you need, so, and anything but water, and so really all you need is a sour stick to participate in the mizumin. But here it's, but participating in the mizumin, is that the same rule as this or not? Comes along Rabbi Yashem and passing this as well, that you cannot continue your meal by mizonos, you must stop, which is an encouragement to wash, because washing is the only thing which will allow you to continue. However, on the other side, listen to what the Or LeZion says, Rabbi Zion Abishol, who was a Svardish posek in the previous generation. He says, Mikol makom, ha'ochel mine mizonos, mikevan sheyesh lem kviyus kisha ochel behem shir suda. If you have 100 regalach, or you have 10 regalach, you might have to bench. So even though, so regalach are very different than pasta. No matter how much pasta you have, it's not pasa babikistan. It's not that certain type of, you know, bread-like material which you would have to bench if you have so much. But if you have all babka cake, guess what? According to many poskim, you would have to bench. If you would have to bench, therefore we see that it is more designated. It's a set meal. If it's a set meal, you're allowed to continue. You're allowed to continue. Afi says, even if you don't have 10 regalach, you just have one regalach, because then your wife walks into the room or whatever, she starts staring you down. You say, okay, I was only having one of them. Fine. But so if that's the case, still, you've now eaten something which is could be, if you had 10 of them, a meal. So therefore, you've shown, I've started a meal, and now, therefore, shkia comes, you can continue and have whatever else you want.
So you want anything you want.
Oh, so that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that question. That's a great question. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm assuming the answer to that is no, but that is a great question. That is a great question. A little bit I'm going to dovetail with that point, like an opposite way, at the last point I'm going to say, but I don't think it answers that question. I have to look into that. I would imagine, my gut is, that you cannot have bread at that point, but I'm not fully sure about that. Comes along the Reb Shach, and he passes this way, and he says the Gemara only includes, very simple, Gemara says it excludes drinking. If you started drinking before and only drinking, you can't continue drinking afterwards. That means that everything else, mizonos for sure, you can't continue eating. The Yalka Yosef, Reb Avad Yosef, also paskins, he says that you're allowed to continue eating mizonos. Comes along Reb Zalzanik, cited in the Rivos Ephraim, Reb Asher Zalzanik, a big posik. I think he says exactly what you mentioned. He says, it depends. Depends on what? Why are you eating this mizonos? I would never have thought. I'll be honest. I thought this svar was very hard to comprehend. But a lot of people jump onto this bandwagon. Why are you eating the mizonos? I don't know. I mean the mizonos because I'm hungry. That's what I would have thought. Do you have intent when you're eating this mizonos? And you should. That it's shalashudis. You're not going to eat more bread. It's 4:20. You finished your meal a half hour ago. You're eating something. Why? Because you're still hungry? You didn't get a good dessert? Or because you want to fulfill Shalosh Shulis? Or you want a Shabbos party? So it depends. He writes, he says, he told Rivo Sefraim like this, Umash Nistabka, this question that you're saying, Im Ochel B'Shabbos, or B'Yomt of Mizonos, Lefnei Shkia, Im Efshel Hamshech Kamach Reishkia, you had to continue after Shkia if you have a regalach. But Rav Zolzanik Amar, he told me, Shinohagin Shalo, the meaning is that you don't. Uledina, but, Im Ochel B'Shlo Sudas Gimel, if you're eating the regalach, because you're saying, I hereby am having shalashudis. I'm a breadophobe, so I'm not having another chawar roll because, I've eaten 20 chawar rolls already for Shabbos. Okay, you should have a chawar roll, have a bite or two. It's not such a big deal, but you don't. And you say, I'm having this mizonos instead. Yitachin, sheyesh v'zedin, shosudas gimel. It has the status of shalashudis, and you can continue after shkia. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but you make Kiddush.
I said, having your Suda Shabbos is still going by.
But you're making Kiddush and Mizonos in your second meal. And you consider that your second meal.
I think that's fine.
And there's enough of a break in between that you need to make an Al Michya.
Well, you're saying, so this is your first meal of the day.
Right.
I think that would be fine, according to him, for sure.
Consider that. Again, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I think according to him, that would be fine. I mean, you really should have bread for that meal. And somebody isn't saying you have bread. Yeah, you really certainly should.
Your lunch meal is actually going to be your shalashudis.
Yeah, but you're having bread or not having bread?
You're having bread.
Then for sure you're allowed. Then for sure you're allowed. Okay.
Is it considered shalashudis?
Probably not. That gets into a separate discussion. Correct. Gets into a separate discussion when you have a go to a Kiddush Shabbos morning and you have make Kiddush and you have mizonos. Does that count as your second meal? According to some, it does. According to some, it doesn't. Which is why ideal way to do kiddushes, again, I'm not saying the shul should change because no other shul does, is to have bread at every single kiddush. You should buy the 20-cent challah rolls, or now probably a dollar challah rolls, and still it's worth the extra $50, and you get everyone gets challah and you get seats. And look, we have a big enough room. You could have seats. You know, you have seats. You could put seats around the other side of the whole end. That's the ideal way to have a kiddush. No one does that. You know, it's some of my brothers and sisters are on bar mitzvahs. My father was machmir about that, and you know, put out challah rolls, little challah rolls. But you really should. But no one does it. Okay, huh? You should. It's much better. You should. New next question. What about the fruit and vegetables? So obviously, according to the people who say mizonos is no good, it's an easy question. Of course, fruits and vegetables no good. But what about half of these posts, Kim Norwitzian, Rav Shach, Rav Zalzanik, the Yalka Yosef? What about them? Would they permit you have watermelon? And I start watermelon, just having watermelon before Shkia. Now I want to continue my watermelon feast after Shkia. Can I continue or not? So the Yalka Yosef says he's not sure about this. And to which the Shevet HaLevi says, I've got an answer. The answer is, it's the same question. Why are you having the watermelon? He says, "Vashishol b'ochol mina targima. Mina targima can be anything. It can be sour sticks also, right? With suda shlishis." He says, "You're having. What are you having for shalosh shlishis? You don't want bread. You don't want regolach, so you can have sour sticks or jolly ranchers. If you don't know what that is, I'm sorry, but you don't know what that is. You should Google it. Yeah. And so you have sour sticks, the blue type, right? It's probably the best one, or the red, depending on what types you like. I haven't had it in years, but I definitely miss it. And so you have your sour sticks. Can you have that? It's mine targima, according to some, but you want to be safer and say mine targima is watermelon, fine. It's watermelon. Can you continue after Shkia? So he says, it only says in Shulchan Aruch about drinking, he says, so I'm not sure. So he says, but look at the Lavush. The Lavush says the reason for drinking, he says, or eating, is the reason why you're allowed to continue for eating a meal, is the Ensar Chalasik Achiva Kevan the Kava, since you set up this eating, Lechavod Shabbos, it's for Shabbos. Nimshach Shabbos im Kviyoso. Shabbos continues after Shkia. Oh, so now you have to ask yourself, why are you having your sour stick or your watermelon? Kevin debenidon didon. In our case, Rotzavatsi says din shalashudis bemine targima. He wants to be yotze shalashudis with the watermelon. It's the third ideal. It's not the best. It's the third option. But you're doing it, and now can you continue? He says imkain. Dino kasuda Shabbos. It has the status of suda Shabbos. V'shapir shayach mashkos avush de nimshecha Shabbos im kviyah. So the suda continues.
According to that logic, but according to that logic, if a person had a long lunch, and he's not hungry, but he wants to fulfill some idea of shalosh,
100%.
And Shabbos is still Shabbos after Shkia.
Yeah.
Then why would it be an issue of having mashke?
Okay, so mashke fundamentally, they're saying, is not a kvius. It's not at all something. Mashke can't count for shalosh shudis. Mine targima could count for shalosh shudis. Mashke can't count. You can't have a wine and count it for shalosh shudis, I don't believe. And so therefore, it doesn't count. You can't extend. And you know it. You drink in your car while you're driving. Some people eat while they're driving also. You drink while you're walking. Yeah, drinking is not a kvius. So you can't continue Shabbos that way. You can't.
Normally, it's not a kvius. But the person who's saying logically, it's almost your intention of what
it is. I hear you.
And if this guy is making his coffee.
Yeah, but you can't close your eyes, Shalom, and just say, before Shkia, and say, I hereby want Shabbos to continue, and then 20 minutes later eat something. Because it's not completely based on intent. It has to do an act to prove that. And an act of drinking your coffee there ain't a continuation. That's what it sounds like. I could hear different minds. People disagree with the Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi is a huge kiddush. And in fact, all the other poskim who said by Mizonos doesn't count, say it's a joke of a question. Of course, you can't have a sour stick 20 minutes before Shkia and now continue your meal afterwards and have two more sour sticks. No way. Final question is a tough one. Okay? This gets into your point a little bit, but you're a better question. But here's another question. There is a huge shaila when you're having a meal and you have a sour stick in the middle of your meal. Do you make a bracha? You have ice cream at the end of your meal. Do you make a separate bracha? You have a grape as a dessert for the end of your meal. Do you make a separate bracha? You give a 5-hour shiur on that topic. The upshot is that there are certain foods, according to many poskim, that do need a separate bracha because you wouldn't have them during a meal. For example, take a sour stick. Let's say you have a sour stick at the end of your meal. Are you allowed? Many say you make a shock on it. So you washed. You have your huge 30-buck sourdough challah that your mom is washing on Shabbos Shuddos. You're giving it the full kavanas of Shabbos Shuddos, highest level. You have your sourdough whole wheat challah, and now you have it 20 minutes before Shkia. You're now an hour after Shkia, and you're finishing off your bread. Oh, delicious. Now you want to wash it down with a sour stick. Are you allowed to have that sour stick an hour after Shkia? Now, you would say, of course you can. You washed. Problem is, you need to make a separate bracha probably on that sour stick because it's not part of the meal. It's a dessert for the meal, and dessert...
Yeah, but if you know in advance that this is part of your meal...
It's a big dispute in the postgame. Many postgames say that all desserts... We could give a whole 10-part lecture series on this question about what needs a bracha or not. The simple answer is that many poskim say that many desserts need. So let's take it a sorbet ice cream, or a real garbage sour stick would possibly need its own bracha. So yeah,
it's only first bracha.
Correct, Mas.
But the whole idea of the
so Shalom's saying over here, it's an easy one. You're saying, even though, so Shalom, you're going to make a shakol after Shkia, and you can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, welcome, shakol niyeh bidvaro, a whole new bracha, even though you washed an hour ago, and you're going to say, that counts, even though it's an hour after Shkia, everyone else is down marver, you're in the late Chassidus Shaminian. Okay. Comes along the Nishma Shabbos and says, well, for women you could be lenient, but for men, doesn't work. Comes along the Kovet Salachas, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shabbat Shalema, Shalita. He says, you could be lenient for everyone. Why? Because there's an extended Shabbos, like you were saying before. One Shabbos is extended. Shabbos is extended. Until you bench, Shabbos is there. However, the Tshuvas Van Hagas, Rav Sternbach, notes that some poskim are machmir, but he disagrees. I'll read you his logic. It's an interesting logic. He says like this. We'll close out with this. He says, this that we said that you could continue because it's part of Oneg Shabbos. He says, he heard from Eza Migidole Hora, certain great rabbis, doesn't say who they are, said, Aser Levarech Alaperos Be'emtza Sudanim Shechas Bawaiwa. You can't have a grape. He doesn't talk about sour sticks, but you can't have a grape. You would need to make a sorbet at the end of the meal. You can't do that. Why? Sha'achilas peros eino emshecha suda. It's not part of the meal. That's why you need to make a new bracha rishon on them. Uka'atchila be'isr chashiv. It's as if you started after shkia. So those poskim are very strict. And similar to your question about the bread after, right? Yes, bread after and then the meal. I would say it's the same problem, according to those. But then he says there's room to be lenient. With Varenu though, any eating, even the grape or the sorbet or the sour stick, is part of Oneg Shabbos. You don't have to stop. Your meal is still continuing, like you said. You haven't benched. Even though you need to make a bracha, you can make a new bracha rishona. The ha'etzah that you're going to make on the grape or whatever is not messing up your suda. V'zeu haminag ha'pashrit, he says. This is the simple minag, what we do. V'rak lahaskal ha'suda, you're not going to start with the grape. Achar shetimshuk, after it's dark, because it's considered then a weekday meal. Avok sheishchol mebod yom. If you started during when your Shabbos, mitstarif achilus peros, the peros continue. And ikar suda shosuda Shabbos, olikava lakavet Shabbos, velav achilus choli. The grapes and the sour stick, even though they need their own bracha rishona, become part of the meal. So to sum up, upshot is, again, ask Rabbi Rosenfeld for halacha l'maisa, but I would say the sum up that I got out of this chabura is very simple. For hamotzi, once you make a hamotzi, you could essentially eat anything after Shkia, even if you need to make a bracha rishon, if you made the hamotzi beforehand. If you just drank, it's very easy. You can't continue anything after Shkia. The tricky part is the mizonos and the sour stick. Certainly the mizonos, there's more room to be lenient. If you had a regulach before Shkia, you could continue your regulach after Shkia, or need anything at, well, I don't know, I probably wouldn't be anything. You can continue your regular after Shkia. The trickier question, the hardest question is the fruits. If you just have fruits before Shkia, it's a hard sell to say you can continue eating the fruits after Shkia, but certainly there's room to be lenient if you have in mind and say, this is my Shalosh Shkia.
Does somebody yeah. supposed to say you can bench before you have that dessert?
No. One says you have to bench. No one says you have to bench. Yeah, yeah. You can make a motzi on bread. Kiddush on bread. Yeah, shkoich.